I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. If the winter weather has you moaning the blues, then get out of the house and take advantage of some of the state's late-season hunting opportunities. I'll tell you more about them right after this.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Dance. Bass here are beauties, aren't they? But to catch them, you've got to put some thought into every move you make, and that includes using the right equipment, especially your life jacket. Accidents can happen fast, and if you're not wearing your life jacket, well, let's face it, you don't swim near as well as these guys do. That's why the U.S. Coast Guard recommends that you always wear your life jacket. Don't just bring a life jacket, wear it. Remember, you're in command. Boat safely.
This message brought to you by the U.S. Coast Guard.
There are still ways to spend time in the outdoors despite the grips of winter's icy hands. Steve Rao is an assistant district biologist with the DNR out of Marion County and tells us more.
Squirrel season is still in, and also rough grouse. This is a good time of year. People get out after the rough grouse. Rabbit season still in. Also, trapping season.
Yeah, squirrel season still in. And amazingly, those little critters are quite active.
This time of year, you'll see them, they'll kind of stay right around, especially with this much snow on, around their, the den trees there, which in definitely looking places with still hard mass, some, hickory and oak. And with this cold weather, you catch them a lot laying out on limbs, especially on a sunny day.
Rabbits may be a tougher target considering the off-season we've had.
What affects the rabbits is back in the summertime, whether there was, the vegetation was heavy, especially if you have a drier year, you don't get as much vegetation, which translate into less cover during this time of year when they're most susceptible to predation.
But they're still out there if you find a farm with the right habitat and can make for a fantastic afternoon. As for grouse, well, those continue to be a species that struggles in West Virginia.
With the way that the loss of early successional habitat that we have, the old farms grown up and lack of thickets and everything, you do a lot of walking to find the grouse.
But what we lack in grouse, we more than have in coyotes, and hunting them in the wintertime is fast becoming a favorite activity.
It has really grown in popularity over the years. We are currently, from January 1st through July, you can hunt at night with the use of lights.
And with all that, trapping season continues to enjoy a resurgence in popularity.
Just from issuing trapping permits, especially on our public land, I've noticed that seems like we're issuing more of those every year for people to trap on the state lands.
Well, there's plenty to do if you're a sportsman and you're suffering a bad case of cabin fever. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.